This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
This month has been Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we've had numerous opportunities to talk about it, so we want to sort of wrap up this last week in April and talk a little bit about it. And, you know, one of the problems in this area is a cultural issue, because we know that there's instances of sexual assault, but people just don't report it like they do in the bigger metropolitan areas.
Right. We know that all rape and sexual assault cases are not reported. A big majority of them are not, all over the place. But in small communities with sparse populations, it's even more underreported, which is very dangerous for the people involved.
And there's a number of reasons for that. Number one, I guess, is that people know that if it goes into the legal system, that the woman or the victim is going to be accused of having somehow or other attracted the attention of the assaulter, and you know that's just the way the legal system works, and that's
exactly.
Unfortunate.
And in smaller communities, confidentiality is more difficult to achieve, especially by the time it reaches the court system. And we do recognize that. And so my gears have kind of shifted as far as my perspective on who to report to or when to report. Of course, if a child is involved, you always have to report to the authorities. If you're an adult, you don't always have to report to the authorities, and we'll talk about that some more later. But I desperately want to get the word out that the sooner, after you're raped, sexually assaulted, the sooner you get medical help, the better. And there's some real valid reasons for that.
Yeah, HIV is clearly high on that list of things you want to prevent. You've got to do that by getting a drug within like 48 hours.
Within 48 hours after the rape, and that includes males who are raped. And depending on what statutory definition of rape you have about a male, everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say a male who's raped. He could contract HIV also. And so always get to a medical provider within 48 hours and say, I want the medication that you can give me that will keep me from becoming HIV positive. And that does not work after the 48-hour time period. So if something happened to you several months ago, you know, don't report and say, hey, I want to get this drug. It won't work then. But it's very critical for that, and also to make sure you're not pregnant if you're female.
And
other STDs.
Right. They also can check for other sexually transmitted diseases. Also, people, I think, don't realize that what we commonly call date rape, because they know the victim, they don't think of it necessarily as rape, and it really is.
It is, and that's one of the most frustrating things for me. We are the sexual assault program for Yancey County, in addition to being the domestic violence program. And same way in Mitchell County, David, and I know we just do not get the reports that we know are out there. And it's hit me that people who are victims of date rape, marital rape, or even rape by a stranger, sometimes they just don't even have the definition of, gosh, I have been victimized. They don't self-define. So if you're not even realizing you've been victimized, you don't think you have anything to report.
And a lot of times if people are sexually assaulted when they're young, they don't even realize, you know, when they're older, that this is an issue that they need to deal with, and there's certain subconscious protections that go on, but it always comes out some way. And here's a checklist that we were talking about earlier. You
right.
might give them just a few of
yeah.
of the things that happen to women and men.
I have a checklist from a book called Secret Survivors, Uncovering Incest and Its After Effects in Women. We are also going to have some shows about men who have been sexually assaulted, well, children as boys. We will talk about that some more in maybe even a couple of shows. But if you want the whole checklist, you can call me and I will send it to you. Here's just some things on the checklist. It's the incest survivors after effects checklist. Fear of being alone in the dark, of sleeping alone, nightmares, night terrors, swallowing and gagging sensitivity, alienation from the body, not at home in your own body, gastrointestinal problems, gynecological disorders, a lot of chronic headaches, arthritis or joint pain, wearing a lot of clothing even in the summer, baggy clothes. The list goes on and on, so I'm willing to send this list to you, and then if you wanted to talk with our sexual assault coordinator in either county, we'd be love to talk with you. In Yancey County, to report a crisis call of domestic violence, sexual assault, or just wanting to talk with one of us, it's 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place, 765-4044. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.